Registering a bike with UT is fairly simple, and it's free. All you need to do is provide an ID and the bike's serial number. But most cycling visitors, like Steve Saji, don't even know they are now required to register their bikes.
Well, I'm not on campus that often. I have some friends, and sometimes I meet them for lunch.
Saji is a pianist. On Thursday, he was on campus promoting a theater play he's in. When he learned about the bike registration requirement, he immediately worried about enforcement, especially since he was kind of illegally parked.
Now, earlier, there was actually one space in the middle of one of the middle bike racks, but actually they put those bike racks too close together, so I decided I would take a chance and park it on this post because it didn't have a sign.
Charles Smith says as long as Saji's bike is not on the way of blind pedestrians or is at an area where it's clearly posted that it shouldn't be, then Saji shouldn't worry. Smith is in charge of parking enforcement at UT Austin.
My ticket riders don't really get involved with bicycles.
Smith says that only happens when police call him and ask him to remove a bike. Bike registration helps in those cases, because after the lock is broken and the bike is impounded, they can return it to its owner. Registered stolen bikes can also be returned. UT Austin has a couple hundred bikes disappear from campus each year.
Last year, we got a call from a lady in Wisconsin that a bike had been dumped in her front yard. Upon looking at it, she saw the UT bike registration, called the department, and she sent the bicycle back to us from Wisconsin.
Bikes that can't be returned are auctioned in September. Joy Diaz, KUT News.